Q4LOO is mobile. Question for you. A lot of white noise and static in the background, but where exactly is the repeater located? In Travel's Rest?
The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain at an elevation of 3,500 feet, sir.
Yeah, that's not too far from Travel's Rest, correct?
No, sir, you go up Charlotte, South Carolina, and North Carolina border on Highway 276.
South Carolina border, right off of 276. So how far is that from the Highway 25 ride up the mountain right before you cross the line?
I don't really know how far it is from there. I do know exactly where it's located there. Like I said, right up on Caesar's Head Mountain at the North Carolina, South Carolina border is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, but that's all I can tell you. There may be somebody else on here that can provide more information than I can. Is there any station out there listening that might know a little more about the repeater than I do?
The question I ask is, with my new radio that I got that's now 50 watts compared to what's probably closer to between 3 and 5 watts, I want to know where the dead locations are going up the mountain off of 25 heading into Hendersonville.
That's a hard one. There's a lot of bad spots in and around the area. I really do not know the answer to that one. But with 50 watts, you should be just fine getting into the repeater. I mean, I'm located over here and easily fixing to turn on to North Old Fountain Road, and I seem to be able to reach it just fine at 25 watts medium power on my mobile and truck. As for going towards the repeater, and going up the mountain, I mean, there's always going to be, you know, spots where it's not as good as others. It's just part of the hobby.
KO4HKX, are you out there, Patrick? KO4HKX, KQ4LOO, are you out there, Patrick? I'm calling for him because I know he's right there at Pisgah Forest, which is not too awful far past Hendersonville, so I figured he might would know the answer to that question.
Guarantee, most certainly would. My name's Trent Bobbay, KC4HAN, it is nice to talk to you again. Hopefully he'll hop on in a minute. And like I said, if there's any other station out there that can hear us, can offer some more information to this fine gentleman that I'm talking to, he feel absolutely free to jump in and help us out.
Silence is deafening. I guess everybody is probably spending time with their families on this fine, beautiful, gorgeous Saturday afternoon.
I think that's what's happening as well. Used to be this repeater was active, like more active than it has been lately. I mean, it's still pretty active, but I used to be able to jump in the truck, hop it, you know, turn on the radio, and there at least be somebody on here talking.
Did you say you were located again?
I'm currently located in Easley, South Carolina. I'm heading to the trash dump, dropping off some trash. And thank you for AKN Friday.
Thank you for AJN?
Negative. It's Kilo Charlie 4, Hotel Alta Defender, KQ4HAN. Copy,
KFL. KQ4, Kilo, Quebec 4, Lima Oscar Oscar. My name is Tal, by the way. And I am currently located just outside of Moonville, South Carolina.
Okay, you got a pretty good distance from me. That's impressive. It's nice to make your acquaintance too, and glad to talk to you. Is there any more questions you have that I might help you get answers?
I think I'm currently good at the moment. I appreciate you chiming in and trying to answer my question for me. Actually, you did answer my question, the original one anyway, but the other one I have a question about still, though, if anybody's still with.
Let me take you for a few. Let me try and give somebody a call that might would know something. I'll start with the first one. KA3JCA,
KA3JCA, KC4HAN. At the moment, I'm going to go on standby. KQ4OO, I will be on standby. It's nice to meet your acquaintance, too.
All right, sir, you stay safe and have a very wonderful day. If I hear somebody on here, and I'll give you a holler. Now
73,
and thank you very much for the
QSA. KC4HAN,
monitoring.
GTM, NC9B. You're listening,
Dean. Will you please repeat your call sign?
I'd keyed up on you. Call sign here is November Charlie 9 Victor. Name's Leon. Good afternoon, sir.
I was just on the horn with another gentleman. He was a little difficult to understand. He said he was in the easily, so that might be the reason why. I got a question for you. He told me that the repeater is located in Caesar's Head. How far is that from the North Carolina, South Carolina border where it crosses on 25? Far for that matter.
PR is really close. It's 2.5 miles from the state line off of 276 Caesar's Head. So, I don't know. I'd have to look up on the map. I'd just say 8-10 miles, maybe a little bit more from Traveler's Rest, maybe 11, 12, 15, maybe. There's good coverage over that way.
Up the mountain itself?
Go up the mountain on 25. When you hit the state line, you get a dead spot. Up the dead state line, pretty much everything over towards I-26 and up to the Highway 64 exit. So everything on the northeast quadrant of Henderson County is not covered that well with the repeater.
But when you get towards the Mills River and Fletcher exit,
you probably will be able to get in. I've gotten into it, no problem, from Airport Road, over in that area, Airport Road, I-26. So I'm not familiar with that side. I don't get over that side very often, but I would imagine you probably would be right on the fringe area. You may or may not get in with a mobile. Definitely, probably not with an HD.
Roger that. I was just curious because that might be a travel that I'm getting ready to make before too awful long. And I just wanted to make certain that I could reach it from that point forward or in between TR and that point. Anyway, I just wanted to figure out where the dead spot was in that area.
I live in the northeast quadrant, so I kind of swap the repeaters around. When you come up, I tell you what gives a good coverage of the Tryon repeaters. Gives a good coverage for the northeast quadrant of Henderson County. I tend to flip-flop back and forth. I know they have an Asheville repeater at 146.91, and I don't recall the PL tone. It might be 91.5, or if they even have one, I'm not sure. But that is actually on Mount Pisgah, I believe, and it's got good coverage over that side towards Asheville, all through Asheville, and carry you almost up as it can. Of course, you got the 145.19, which is the Mount Mitchell, but it tends to stay pretty busy, and Then you have the Bear Waller repeaters, the 147, 105, it's WA4K and I's repeater. That's got really good coverage, as well as the, I can't remember that, the club repeater, the Hendersonville club repeater is 146 and 64, which has really good coverage, and that'll cover you Mills River, as well as the WA4K and I, the 147, 105. Should cover Mills River pretty good.
Because you're going a little too fast for me, and I have not found my pen yet. And I was trying to write down the things you were saying, because that's kind of the area I was thinking about traveling to. Give me just 1 second to grab my pen.
There's a good resource out there, the Repeater Book, www.repeaterbook.com. I don't know if you've been there or not.
The app, but it takes so long to find the repeater numbers that you repeated frequencies that you're looking for and the offset. I mean, there's like thousands before you can find the one you're actually looking for, and I don't know how to narrow my search on that app.
Yeah, but I support the guys 1,000%. But I do like the web version a whole lot better than the app. The app is a little confusing because it does put all of it in like a big list. You got to scroll down that list to figure out what you want. Whereas if you use the web page on your computer, you can pull it up by frequency, you can pull it up by location, you can put in a radius from your location, and there's all kinds of different ways to pull them up.
Yeah, but I keep my computer, my tablets inside of a Faraday bag, and if I'm traveling, I'm trying to find a certain local frequency to find. It's kind of difficult because I got to do it off of my phone because of the app. That's the only reason I got the app is for my phone if I'm traveling.
Well, it's all about the pre-planning. Pick your route and then go to your repeater book. What kind of radio are you using? Is it a mobile radio? And if so, what brand and make?
Icom 2730 Bravo.
Software to program that at all?
Sure. What my friend who programs all my radios swears by. And he's done a pretty really, actually a very good job at doing so. So, I don't know. I guess I have to just go on there and when I'm and pull my stuff out of the Faraday bags, of course, and write down the frequencies that any location I might be going through. So, and try to give them to me or just manually tune them as I go through the area.
For you, how many frequencies, how many memory channels does that have?
Certain, but I'm thinking it's somewhere in the 100 or plus range.
The newer radios, I have the FT5DR and the FTM500, which I have two of those, one in the wife's car and one in my truck, and I use the handheld, and they have like 900, so plenty of memory channels, and I've got 400 something stored. I went ahead and downloaded everything within, I forget how many 100 miles from Hendersonville, which gave me everything, you know, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, everything within that range. And then I also downloaded everything because we could go back and forth to Charleston, South Carolina. So I downloaded everything on the East Coast, which is like 200 miles from Charleston, excuse me, Myrtle Beach, all the way up to Orangeburg, Columbia, all the way down to Savannah. So, and that, I think, took up like almost 200, 250 channels. So, you probably could get a good range in there if you know what trips you normally make. And it's all about the pre-programming. You don't want to be doing that stuff on the fly. I used to do that when I first started. And it's just a whole lot easier to preload them all in there. And when you scan, just keep scanning all of them. And you'll hear the conversations when they pop up when you get within range. And this is NC9B.
Actually be capable of more than that. I just don't know for sure. But, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm still kind of new to this. I've only been more active since I've got my mobile actually installed here. Because if you remember, we talked before, I was using a Baofeng UV5R HD. for the longest time, and I just finally broke down and decided to get me an actual mobile. And even some of the advanced level people were telling me that they swear by this particular radio itself. So they said they've had numerous of them, and they were very impressed with them, so I just broke down and bought one.
We're talking to you. I can't remember the first name, though. Name on this one end is Leon. But you did the right thing. You dashed around first, and you got good advice, because the ICOM is a top-of-the-line radio. Their whole series, anything with ICOM on it, is top-notch. It's a matter of preference. I've never bought ICOM radios. I've had the privilege of somebody loaning me one time. Patrick, and I know you know Patrick. He loaned me his 7100. It's a spectacular radio. But I'm just kind of stuck on Yaesu. That's what I pretty much always use. I started out with a Yaesu FT530. It's probably date me there, but that was a dual band. It did cross band repeat, so I was just tickled pink because I had that. But yeah, it's a rabbit hole, to say the least. I started with these radios, and the new radios that I have now, I've had, I guess, over a month or two. But I'm learning stuff every day with them. There's so much capabilities and so much to learn about these radios and amateur radio in itself.
For that, this ICOM, I mean, I like it. I'm not going to lie. I really like it. It is a cross-band repeater radio, and I can use one side to transmit on the other side, whatever, and receive on the one side. So I definitely like that. It's kind of weird. I'm still trying to learn this myself. I think I've had my license for actually probably about 2 years now, and I've had this installed for maybe a few weeks now, and I was using, like I said, my HT, my Baofeng HT, which I still have, but I think I'm going to end up giving it away to probably a family member who's kind of interested in it and trying to figure stuff out. Maybe he'll be interested enough to go ahead and get his license too.
And moving into being an Elmer, I already want to load equipment out or give equipment out, so get more hands in here. And that's more power to you, sir. It's great. Appreciate you doing that. I've got a Baofeng sitting right here that I'm probably looking for doing the same thing. Just find somebody who needs one. I'd be more than happy to let it go. But love the radio, love the hobby. I've been licensed for a long time. But actually moved up from Charleston. That's where I started. It's just in Charleston. My wife's family's all from there. So, but what was your name again?
Tango Alpha Lima.
As you just said it. Oh, yeah. It's Tao. Gotcha. Yeah, I looked you up on QRZ one time. I like the name you used, Hal. Short abbreviation there. But, yeah, love the hobby. And I was playing with it this morning, making more changes in my frequencies. I'm trying to keep everything uniform between the FT5DR and the FTM500s. If I want to go to channel 200, 200 is 14652. And that way I can do it the same in each vehicle, not have to figure out what's not here, what I put in this vehicle, you know. So, keep it simple, stupid, I guess.
It always works well. I don't know what you look like, so I don't know if I can give you a kiss or not. just joking, of course. I'm not that way. That's funny. You got me laughing out loud here. So, but yeah, back to the radio part. If I can figure out, you said just put it in scan mode whenever I'm traveling and find out who's talking where. But a lot of times, like on this particular repeater, not everybody's always talking. There, a lot of them are listening. So I don't know if and when I can catch somebody, if you know what I mean.
Just today, playing with those frequencies and programming one in, I was scrolling through to program the frequency, and I found a repeater that I didn't know was out there, and it was coming in full scale. So, you know what I had to do? I had to write that down, and I've got it on my radio now. So, sometimes, even though you're downloading them from repeater book, or you'll skip something, miss something, There's a bunch of repeaters out there, I'm telling you. And it's all about, I can't emphasize this enough, pre-programming what you're going to need. It makes life so much simpler. It's that time you're going to spend sitting down with that software, putting the frequencies in. When you get down the road, you're down the road, all you have to do is flip the channel. That's a whole lot easier to try to look it up and program it.
Are you in a position where you can write down an email address?
Yeah, absolutely. I got my notepad right here. And I always have a pen next to it, but I'm going to grab a pen here. Now go ahead.
So Alpha Lima, Pacific Oscar Lima Lima Alpha Romeo Delta, the number 4 at gmail.com.
Have you looked at QRZ.com at your, are you set up on that?
If I've got my call sign, I should be, right? Am I correct in saying that?
Actually have to go to QRZ.com, register, and when you register with your call sign, and then in that, you put your email address. That way, all you have to do is say, can you shoot me an email? My information on QRZ is accurate and correct. That way you don't have to do this, what I'm going to do. I got the TAL part. Let me put my glasses on.
Okay, I will repeat. Tango Alpha Lima, Pacific Oscar Lima, Lima, Alpha Romeo Delta, the number 4, at gmail.com.
Tango Alpha Lima, Oscar Lima, Lima, Alpha Romeo Delta 4 at gmail.com.
I think you missed the T, the Pacific.
What you're saying when you say the, is it specific?
You say P as in Paul.
Between the Lima and the Oscar, put a papa.
TalPollard4 at gmail.com. If you would, since I cannot find my pen for some reason, send me those particular frequencies in between here, which would be this repeater and going up 25, of course, all the way to Brevard, North Carolina. If you have an opportunity to do that, send me an email with that.
An email, and it's going to be my software for my first, I don't know, 10, 15 channels. That'll cover that. And you can pick which ones you want to use. But this is NC9B, by the way. I've got your email, and when you get a chance, go to QRZ.com and register for an account and put that information in there. It'll be worth its weight in gold as long as you're an amateur radio.
Something tells you, like I said, my call sign is Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar, so it might actually be in there.
Re-log in. Email's not showing, so you'll need to add an email to it. It's got your address and everything, and then your detail. It gives your grid square and off your address and everything. You should really look at that, because that's what the amateurs are seeing when you give up that call sign. Even the people that are just sneak listening, just listen and never talk, and there's people out there that do that. They look up your information and your particulars. So you might want to update that. And you got 54 lookups, just so you know. Didn't see that.
Well, I know people. I saw when I was studying for my test that there are people who actually get paid to do that, so that's fine. That's okay, because all they got to do is go to FCC.gov and they'll find me there. So I'm not too worried about that.
Ain't no doubt about that. But that's usually rather than tie up the FCC website. I tend to get all my information off of QRZ, unless I need to, you know, something particular. If it's a really new call. Sometimes It'll be on the FCC site and not on QRZ.
I'm getting ready to change my call sign and honor my mother's former call sign that she had back in the 70s. It's a WB4 call sign that is available. I've looked it up there, so I know it's available. So I'm, last person I had was out of Florida. I guess they declined to either renew or maybe they passed on, hopefully not. But I'm really considering doing that like in the next few days, just to do it because I want to honor my mother. Because I loved her. She used to be a ham way 40 years ago, so way back.
That would be really good. It's great that you are that way. And that's how I ended up getting my call sign. The person who had it before did pass. I feel honored to have the call sign. It's a 2x1 call sign, which there's not a lot of those floating around. You have to kind of wait and look for them. And there was three or four other people trying to get this call sign when I got it. So, yeah, I know. And you have two, on QRZ, you have two confirmed. I don't know if they're confirmed or not. But you have two confirmed contacts on there, two contacts. And then I'm putting a third one for our QSO right now.
So you say two confirmed contacts. What exactly does that mean that people recognize that I'm legit? Is that what you're saying?
Dennis Boyd spoke to you. Y'all had a QSO on single sideband, actually. And single sideband, Berkeley. That would help you, the Berkeley County net. And I wonder, and down in South Carolina. And then, of course, Patrick, KO4HKX. You had a QSO on March 29th. KB4WM, and you QSO'd with Patrick on 8/27/24.
Even if I go as far as the advanced, I do not necessarily have to change my call sign, correct?
I'm going to get a Mylock lift. Hold on. Call sign back up. I don't know how I ended up getting over here. I guess I'm going to be the first one having your logged in your logbook here. On QRZ, you have no contacts, so you'll have one when you log in there.
Awesome. Thank you, Leon. My question is, though, if I go as far as getting my advanced license, which obviously seems to be a pretty difficult thing to do, if I change my call sign, I don't necessarily have to change it again, is that just an option to do so?
Strictly optional. You can keep the original call sign you have. You do not have to upgrade it. You can upgrade your license, which I highly recommend. Your next step is going to be general. And then going from there, you go to extra. But you can keep your call sign. You go ahead and get your vanity call sign. That's the vanity call sign, which you're talking about getting your mother's. And just hang on to that one if you want. You'll be an extra with your mother's call sign. It's not an issue.
Some information. I appreciate it because I didn't know if it was mandatory that I change it to drop a letter or two or whatnot. If I do end up doing it, which I'm seriously considering doing, I definitely would love to keep that particular one for the rest of my life as long as I can.
You can do that. As long as you pay the $35 renewal fee, which is what it is now. I guess it's probably the same for getting the vanity call and others getting your mother's call sign. It's going to cost you $35. But the only time you ever have to pay again now is every, what is it, 10 years you got to renew?
Now, that's more than worth it to me, just so you know. Leon, I certainly appreciate you responding to me and answering my questions that I had. And if you're willing and able to send me an email with those particular frequencies, I most certainly will appreciate it too. Thank you for your time.
Anytime, and you'll have that QRZ.com waiting for you to confirm our QSO. 73 is good talking to you, Tal. Have a great day, and if you have any questions, feel free. I'll have my return email address on there. Feel free to shoot me a line or just holler at the radio. NC98.
definitely do me a favor and include your call sign so that way I can write it down when I actually find my pen, which was supposed to be like within like 2 feet from me, but I still can't seem to find it. Anyway, KQ4LOO will be standing by. Thank you very much. I will be standing by.
Take care. Have a good one. NC9B, clear.
Thank you for coming back to me, and for KC4HAU, and I'm going to... That's that.